Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And what do the planets have in store for us? Well, thankfully, not very much. So that's a good thing. It gives us a bit of a reprieve to what's coming and what we have been through. And I'm mainly referring to the eclipses and what's coming for us. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to have Mercury turning retrograde. And then in January, we have some pretty intense astrological influences. And that's mainly with the full moon on January 12th. And then some pretty heavy-duty aspects that week of January 12th. So a few days before the full moon on the 12th and after. So the full moon on January 12th is involved in a cardinal cross, also known as a grand square. And so this week we can breathe a sigh of relief because there really isn't a lot going on. So that's a good thing. And we're gearing up towards the Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde in 2 weeks' time on December 19th, Mercury will turn retrograde in Capricorn, and to be precise, 15 degrees Capricorn, where it will be retrograde until January 8th. And on the January 4th, it moves retrograde back into Sagittarius. And then it continues on until the 8th, where it will turn direct, just in time to get involved with the build-up to the Cardinal Cross full moon, which I will remind you every week on each show to be prepared. Now, with astrology, there's always something. There's always something going on. And, of course, the planets that I talk about each week, it will depend on how they affect your chart. And your chart means the snapshot of the planets at the moment you were born or when you took your first breath. So the planets affect everybody, but in different and varying ways. So, for example, the big news of the week this week is love planet Venus moving into Aquarius, and that is on Wednesday the 7th, and Venus will stay in Aquarius until January 2nd. So this affects everybody, but in different ways. So, for example, if you're an air sign, and that's Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, then this is good news for you. Love planet Venus will be making a harmonious aspect to your sun sign, to your sun. Or if you have any planets in air signs, this Venus will be making a nice aspect to your planets, and so on. On the other hand, if you are a fixed sign, and a fixed sign, that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius as well, but I'm not referring to Aquarius in this instance, just three of the four fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. Love planet Venus being in Aquarius might not be so easy for you like it is if you are an air sign. So that's just a basic overview of when I refer to the transits or the planetary influences during my shows. This just gives you an idea of what that means. So it doesn't mean it's great for everybody. It just means if you have some compatible planets in compatible signs to the transiting planets that are happening during a particular week, then that's good news. Anyway, so the big news of this week is love planet Venus is moving into Aquarius on Wednesday, where it will stay until January 2nd. So let's take a step back and look at what Venus represents. So Venus in our solar system is the second closest planet to the sun. It's one of our closest neighbors, the other planet being Mars. So our Earth sits between Venus and Mars. And Venus is representative of love and money. Just to sum it up in a nutshell, Venus is the planet of love primarily. It's also the planet of friendships and socialization and money and finances. So we have this week, the headline of the week is Venus moving into Aquarius. And what does that mean? Well, Venus can be very sweet and affectionate and extremely romantic. Venus is all about pleasure, and it's about bringing people together and uniting everybody harmoniously. So the planet, as I said, is not just about love and dating, but also about friendships, partnerships, and any type of social gathering. Yes, it does rule finances, the means by which you treat yourself and your friends to a wonderful dinner out or a spontaneous romantic gift of flowers or chocolates. I always think of Venus with these things and associate Venus with romance and dating and love and pleasure and everything indulgent in a good way. So, of course, as I just said before, where the planets in signs sit in your chart is how you can get affected by these influences that I talk about. So on the other side, where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. Like, are you comfortable with intimacy or just a little bit leery of getting too close and dependent? Do you live for love or are you just fine with being on your own? This is what Venus will explain. So if you don't know where your Venus is, what sign your Venus is in, and how you relate in close personal relationships, you can go to my website, and that's theastrologer.com, and click on the menu bar, and up there it'll say reports. Click on reports, they're all for free. Click on personality profile and it will give you a list of your planetary placements. So what that means is that all the planets in all the signs at the time you were born. Then you get to know yourself a little bit better through this information, through a personality profile. And that's in reports on the menu bar on theastrologer.com. That will help you understand each week on this show when I talk about where the planets are and how they're affecting you. You will know exactly how they will be affecting you once you know your own planetary placements. It's always good to know, good to have a little bit of information about not just yourself, but the people around you, friends and family. Get a little peek into their psyche. Get an understanding. It's amazing what you can find out with astrology. So getting back to Venus in Aquarius, Venus moves into Aquarius this Wednesday, where it will be through early January. And how does that affect you? So when it comes to friendship and business, how do you work with other people? How do you avoid trouble by letting the other person lead? Or do you tend to assert your vision regardless of what anybody else wants? All of this can be explained by Venus and your placement of Venus. What sign was Venus in at the time of your birth? Also with Venus, money. Money, finances and money is within this planet's realm. And whatever sign your Venus is in, it will show if you're good with money, cautious, conservative, and only taking calculated, well-thought-out risks. That sounds very much like Venus in an Earth sign. Earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And so having Venus in an Earth sign means you're typically pretty good when it comes to finances. Whereas if you have Venus in, say, a fire sign and a Aries Leo Sag, maybe a bit of a spender. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue and what it means with Venus in Aquarius. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelita Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about Venus, love planet Venus, moving into Aquarius on Wednesday, where it will stay through early January, and what that actually means. Well, Venus is the planet of love and money, and so it will show you if you're good with money, cautious, conservative, and only taking calculated, well-thought-out risks when it comes to the moolah, Well, that reminds me of the Earth signs and having Venus in an Earth sign. Before the break, I was saying if you really would like to know your planetary placement or even where your Venus is, you can go to my website and get a free astrology report. On the menu bar, it will have reports, and under reports, it will take you to a whole variety of different reports. Look for the personality profile, and then from there, you can see your planetary placements. See where your Venus is, and if you have Venus in an Earth sign, and that's Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, you will be cautious and conservative with money. And if you have Venus in a fire sign, and that is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, money is more easy come, easy go. If you have Venus in an air sign, very good at analyzing the bottom line, knowing what's what. And then if you have Venus in a water sign, money's not such a big deal. It's more about love for you. If you have Venus in a water sign, of course, being Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, Venus is more about love rather than money for you. That is more important. So also with Venus, it will show you if you tend to be more indulgent and less prudent, spending too much, believing that more is better and pleasure is priceless. So find out where your Venus sign is. Venus rules the signs of Taurus and Libra. So each of the planets rules a sign, and some planets rule two signs. And so this is typical with Venus. It rules Taurus and Libra. And typically Taurus and Libra really don't have anything in common. Then they're of different elements. Taurus is an earth sign, Libra is an air sign. Taurus is a fixed sign, Libra is a cardinal sign. So there's really not much there in common, but they do share a planetary ruler, and that is Venus. So what that means is they both like the finer things in life, a little bit of luxury, have good taste, refined manners, anything that falls into the Venus realm. That's what the commonality is between these two signs. The other planets that rule two signs, you've got Mercury. Mercury rules Gemini and Virgo. And these two signs are forming a square, but their commonality is the intellect. Even though Virgo is an earth sign, Gemini is an air sign. The air signs are typically intellectual. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. They're intellectual signs. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. So with Virgo, Virgo is an earth sign, but it is ruled by Mercury. So it's dexterous, versatile. Both of those signs are mutable. The mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Mutable signs are very good at flexibility. They're very good at multitasking, doing lots of things at the same time. So that's what they have in common. So Gemini and Virgo are ruled by Mercury, Taurus and Libra by Venus, and Mars we have Aries and Scorpio. So for hundreds of years, Aries and Scorpio were ruled by Mars. And then in 1930, the planet Pluto was discovered. And yes, astrologers still call Pluto a planet, was discovered. And the assignment went to Scorpio. So Pluto rules Scorpio. So instead of taking Scorpio away from Mars completely, we call Mars a co-ruler of Scorpio. So Pluto is the primary ruler of Scorpio, and Mars is the ancient or co-ruler of Scorpio as well. It's a bit confusing, and that's what astrology is. Astrology definitely has rules and most certainly has exceptions to those rules. So that's what makes it complex and complicated at times. You just have to have a good memory around things and understand how the pieces of the puzzle fit together to really understand the nature of the signs. So knowing that, for example, Scorpio is ruled by Mars and Pluto, that makes total sense. Knowing that Venus rules Taurus and Libra, that makes sense as well. Just by going off the characteristics and traits of each sign, it really all sort of falls into place. So Venus moves into Aquarius on Wednesday. I just talked about what does Venus mean. How about Aquarius? Are you an Aquarian, or do you have any Aquarians in your life? Interesting. Aquarians are definitely different and out there and unique, as we all are, but some of us more so than others. Aquarius is symbolized by the water bearer. There's a lot of confusion around that because Aquarius is actually an air sign. The other air signs are Gemini and Libra, but Aquarius is an air sign. So why is it symbolized by a water bearer? That is so classically Aquarian. Shows one thing, but actually is another. Aquarius is ruled, and again, this is another sort of, what's the word when you think something's one way, but it's actually not. Anyway, so Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and Uranus is the planet of the unexpected, fits very nicely with Aquarius, but also Aquarius is sub-ruled by Saturn. Now, that's quite surprising to many people. Saturn is known as the ruler of Capricorn, but in ancient times, it also ruled Aquarius. Makes perfect sense because Aquarius is a fixed sign, so it needs some sort of structure. So Aquarians are known to be weird and wacky and, of course, wonderful. So that's the Uranus part of Aquarius. But they can get stuff done because they're a fixed sign. So that's where the co-ruler of Saturn comes in with Aquarius. Have I lost you yet? It's like that's a lot of information just there with rulers and co-rulers and signs getting on with planets or not. But again, that's the beauty of astrology. There can be exceptions to the rules. So Venus moves into Aquarius on Wednesday, and what does Aquarius mean? Well, Aquarius is the humanitarian of the zodiac. So the humanitarian who firmly believes in democracy and we are all equal. It's the philanthropist of the zodiac. Aquarius, I said, is symbolized by the water bearer. And the water bearer doesn't mean it's a water sign. It just means that Aquarius brings water to the parched masses and loves to lend a helping hand. So that's where the symbology of the water bearer comes into play with Aquarius. It's not about water specifically. It's more about what the water can do for lots of people. It's sort of like that... that saying, instead of catch, I'm not saying this correctly, I know, but instead of catching a fish and giving it to somebody, you teach the person how to fish. That's definitely very Aquarian. But more than anything, though, Aquarius likes to feel different from everyone else around them. And Aquarius will hang out with extremely conservative types as a foil to their liberal tendencies. Sounds strange and different, but it actually does make sense, especially if you're an Aquarian. And so Aquarius is a fixed air sign, which embodies both stability and the urge to roam freely. You can never tie an Aquarian down. They need their freedom at all costs. And so that's part of the to roam freely. That's being co-ruled by Uranus, As I said, it's the planet of the unexpected and also the planet of rebellion. And Saturn, co-ruling Aquarius, is the planet of discipline. How does that make sense? If you are Aquarius, you are ruled by Uranus, the planet of rebellion, and Saturn, the planet of discipline. It makes perfect sense. So with Uranus, as Aquarius's ruler, Uranus is changeable and unpredictable, paired with Saturn's focused energy and steadfastness of fixity, paired with the free-flowing quality of air. That's very complicated, but it's sort of like, well, which influence should Aquarius follow? So it's sort of like they're a combination of all these things. So when you think of Venus moving into Aquarius and all this complexity that's coming along over the holiday period, should be very interesting. So Aquarius is definitely an interesting blend of characteristics, having those two very different rulers. It's like communicative yet guarded, always seeking out the new and unusual, but most comfortable staying with the course. And then, of course, there's an old yarn about Aquarius. They love humanity. It's the people they can't stand. That always makes me laugh when I think about that. It's sort of like with Aquarius, they like lots of people. They have lots of acquaintances. And again, I'm generalizing. I know everybody's different, but this is just a characteristic of this particular sign. It's like... if you know of any Aquarians or you're an Aquarian, you probably have a lot of acquaintances, but not a group of close friends. There's always sort of like an arm's length. So with Venus in Aquarius over the next few weeks, it's going to be interesting that many of us will be connecting with other people, but not so much getting too close. So we're going to take a short break, and after the break, I will continue with this week's planetary influences, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides your listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the big news of the week is love planet Venus moving into Aquarius on Wednesday. What does that mean? Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting mix of energies. Venus is a planet of love and friendships and money, and it likes to get attached. And Aquarius is quite aloof. And I was just before the break, I was talking about Aquarius and what Aquarius means, the characteristics of Aquarius. Aquarius is the most freedom, or one of, I should say, Aquarius is one of the most freedom-seeking signs of the zodiac. So it can make the sign rather hard to pin down. To be romantically involved with an Aquarian means accepting that. And I laugh because I'm thinking of some Aquarians I know. And as soon as you get to the party with an Aquarian or someone with Venus in Aquarius or a planet in Aquarius, that Aquarius lover will disappear into the crowd without a backward glance and leave you just standing there. But aside from that, sometimes this sign can have trouble getting comfortable when it's one-on-one, but I have to say Aquarius is one of the most devoted and loyal signs of the zodiac. All things aside, that's because it has a fixed nature. It's one of the fixed signs, the others being Taurus, Leo and Scorpio, and it's co-ruled by Saturn, which is the planet of long-term or longevity. So also with Aquarius, it's as I said before, it's a philanthropist, an inventor, and a scientist. Anything gadget-related or technical is right up Aquarius's alley. And normally I'd say if there's any, with Venus in Aquarius especially, it's a wonderful time to buy any sort of device or anything technical, particularly it's the holiday season, and this is the gift buying time. But Mercury will be turning retrograde in 2 weeks' time. So if you're looking to purchase holiday gifts of a technical nature, I would suggest you do that between the dates of, now I'm being very specific here as well. Let me see my calendar. Venus moves into Aquarius on Wednesday at 6:51 a.m. Pacific time, which is 9:51 a.m. Eastern time. If you want to purchase any sort of electronic device for a holiday gift, do it on Wednesday the 7th through safely probably the 14th of December. So that's the week of buying any sort of technical gift. Venus in Aquarius, that is the perfect time to do it. And the reason I stop at the 14th of December is because on the 19th, Mercury turns retrograde, and you've probably heard that everything falls apart at that time. During a Mercury retrograde, it is definitely not a good idea to buy any electronic devices. So here, it's again, it's like a contradiction of influences. On one hand, we're going to have Venus in Aquarius, which is wonderful for buying anything electronic, and particularly for a gift. And on the other hand, Mercury turning retrograde on the 19th is a terrible time to buy anything electronic. So it's like trying to find the best timing to buy electronic devices or anything of that nature would be between December 7th and 14th. And if I'm getting even more precise, I'd say lunchtime onwards from December 7th. That's very precise and that might sound crazy, but you'd be surprised. There's a division or a branch of astrology called electional astrology. And with electional astrology, it's all about finding the best times to do stuff. So, for example, over the years, I've picked lots of wedding dates for lots of couples, picked times for people to open businesses, and, of course, many, many times for people to sign a contract. And I'm talking like right down to the minute. And sometimes it does come down to that because you've got other tough influences going on and trying to find a really precise time within these difficult energies is always a challenge. This is similar, particularly now it's the holiday season. We're looking to buy our loved ones amazingly unique gifts. Venus in Aquarius is a wonderful energy for doing that, but the Mercury turning retrograde on the 19th always puts a real dampener on things like that. So with Venus in Aquarius on Wednesday, right through to January 2nd, many of us, particularly the air signs, and that's Gemini, Libra and Aquarius, we might realize that we have a wide array of interests and a broad variety of friends. As I said, Aquarius has many acquaintances, not so many close friends, but mainly a wide variety of different types of friends. And this influence and all the planetary influences do affect all of us, but in varying degrees. So we might find that we come in contact with people that we normally wouldn't encounter or maybe even talk to. It's a great time to keep our minds open, be inventive and scientific. And in fact, all of those friends, newfound, old and whatever, will be one of the keys to our enjoyment of life during this period. And I like that. I like how it's happening during this holiday period. And we might have frequent lunch dates and phone calls that keep us connected. And during this time, when we're connected, we will be happy because opportunities will come about. You know, in the holiday season, it's a time for giving and sharing. And also, if you are single and meet somebody when Venus is in Aquarius, you might find that you connect with a potential romantic partner on a mental level first. And that will be the most important area of contact during this time. So romantic partners may start off as friends and maybe will probably remain friends even if the romance dies in the relationship. That's just the nature of starting a relationship when Venus is in Aquarius. It'll always be friends first and last. It might come as a surprise to many of us, but with this influence, we'll be able to detach from relationships quite easily at this time as well. And also with Venus in Aquarius, we might have a hard time understanding people with lots of emotional baggage. Because Aquarius is a very aloof sign. It's an intellectual sign, but it can be very detached. And of course, as I keep saying, depending on how this influence or this transit aspects our natal chart or our astrology chart, and we might find that once we're done with someone, whatever the reason, we can just simply cut the ties. You know, again, it's this detached energy of Venus in Aquarius, or sort of an aloofness of Aquarius itself. So cutting old connections and keeping our boundaries clear and firm will be very healthy during this time as well. So again, if you've got somebody, you know, a friend who you'd sort of like to put on hold for a little while, this is definitely the time to do it. I know it sort of sounds counterintuitive because it's the holiday season and it's all about being warm and fuzzy, but really with Venus in Aquarius, it's definitely an opportune time. We can approach it from a cerebral level rather than an emotional level if we need to ice someone or just put a friendship on hold. So how will Venus in Aquarius be affecting your sign? And that's from December 7th through January 2nd. If you're an Aries, this is a wonderful time to connect with acquaintances and join groups of like-minded people. If you're a Taurus, it's a great time to focus on your career. I know people are winding down for the holidays, but maybe that presents an opportunity for you, Taurus. If you're a Gemini, for you, this is about publishing and higher education, any sort of legality or anything from a different culture, anything overseas. It's a time for you, Gemini, to encounter and meet people from foreign places. They might actually bring you opportunities that you were not expecting. If you're a Cancer, this is about money, shared money, things that you share with other people. If you're a Leo, Venus in Aquarius for you will trigger your relationship zone or sector. So this is the time when relationships might be on in the forefront for you during this holiday period. If you're a Virgo, this is the time to think about your health and diet and fitness. Okay, again, counterintuitive because it's the holiday season, but maybe something else comes about from this. And as I said, Aquarius is a unique and different sign, so maybe doing something in a different way. If you're a Libra, it's a nice time, nice holiday period for you, romance and courtship and entertainment. If you're a Scorpio, the focus for you, home and family, parents and ancestors. If you're a Sagittarius, this is a really nice time to focus on the intellect and communication and short trips. If you're a Capricorn, for you, this is a period about money. And you're an earth sign, and earth signs are very good with money. And with Venus in Aquarius, this is a time thinking about money, spending and saving. Of course, it is the holiday season, of course. If you are an Aquarius, Venus in your own sign, all eyes will be on you. So now through early January, everybody's looking at you, Aquarius. You're a Pisces. Pay attention to your psychic abilities and intuition. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's planetary energy, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. Overall, we have a fairly light week. It's a bit of a reprieve, but it's going to be building up over the weeks, the coming weeks, to get more intense. And previously, September was eclipse season. January is going to be pretty tough with a around the 12th full moon, part of a cardinal cross or grand square. But back to this week, on Tuesday, we have Mars, warrior planet Mars, forming a sextile, which is an opportunity, and it's a good energy, to Uranus, the planet of the unexpected. And I was just talking about Uranus as the ruler of Aquarius. So when Mars forms a sextile to Uranus, it can be a very refreshing time when we receive sudden insight that enables us to break out of the rut we've been in, or provides a solution to some problem that's been troubling us. And that is a big relief. We can think outside the box for the time of this transit, which is this week, and the innovative ideas we brainstorm can save the day. It's a good time to interact with people we don't ordinarily hang out with, and that sort of ties in nicely with Venus in Aquarius on Wednesday. So the people that we wouldn't normally hang out with give us a very interesting range of things that we can be thinking about. And we can also say what's on our minds now. And once everyone else gets over the shock, they see the value in what we said. So its eccentrics are right at home with this energy of Mars sextile in Uranus, which is restless, impulsive and independent. Somehow life seems like more of an adventure now, and we all feel a little more daring. We can release our inner freedom fighter this week, but let's be careful about what we're actually fighting for. And then on Friday, we have the Sun forming a sextile to Jupiter. I like this energy a lot. And so that means that this brief period promises luck and good fortune. So for many people, newfound confidence and an optimistic outlook are working overtime now, creating opportunities right and left. And so many opportunities are being created with this influence that the challenge may be in deciding which ones to jump on. Oh, don't you just love that? So keep in mind, though, that what's important now is the broader vision, the higher principle. Don't bother with the little troublesome details that can bog us down at other times. Now is the time for seeing the big picture with this influence of Sun sextile Jupiter. So create some good social connections that will pay off in the future, and make time for a new client or a potential friend, particularly with Venus in Aquarius on Wednesday. Even form a new business relationship. Give generously and anonymously to a non-profit or any other charitable organisation. And if there's no money to give, volunteer time and energy. They are the most precious things we can give. And on Saturday, we have Mercury forming a sextile to Neptune. So this is a time better spent on spiritual or creative pursuits than on anything requiring mental discipline, which will be in short supply. We'll be drawn more toward the unseen side of life, and at times like these, it's important to remember to feed our souls. Trying to keep our feet on the ground in anything other than a physical sense is pretty much a lost cause. We'll find our minds wandering, and we can bring them gently back to the present. But we have to realize with this particular influence that just about anyone is more suggestible, sensitive and dreamy than usual. It's important to pay attention to our dreams and our psychic ability. Miscommunications can easily occur, so be sure to speak in complete sentences so everyone else knows exactly what you're talking about. Do you know that feeling? But this is definitely a creative, imaginative energy, very spiritual as well. And our final aspect of the week is Sun conjuncting Saturn. Interesting. That's on Saturday. It's a very serious time. Self-discipline and ambition are peaking. Hard work now pays off in spades. People aren't in the mood for frivolousness. There's too much to do. Individual responsibility is key with this transit. And we're more focused now than usual, self-managing and ready to tackle mundane tasks that we ordinarily avoid. No one wants to squander their energy, so just about everyone will make it a point to work hard and do a good job. So working by ourselves now is more effective than trying to work with others. Business meetings are fine because we're able to articulate goals and formulate a plan and a time frame for achieving them one step at a time. The results of this energy of Sun conjuncting Saturn will be labor will be practical, high quality, and long lasting. Now for your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, caring for the world is your top humanitarian priority, but your loved ones closer to home may get edgy if they feel they don't have your full attention. Balance your desire to do the right thing against your existing relationships and responsibilities. If you're a Taurus, keep a careful hold on your morals and principles. Your charm makes it easy to progress at work, but if you're playing with power over others, you may have to face some tough consequences. Don't let your own issues cloud your professional judgment, Taurus. If you're a Gemini, heart-to-heart discussions with your partner are essential to make sure that you're both on the same page when it comes to your shared future. Your dreams of excitement and change may be blocked by your lover's desire for stability. If you're a Cancer, love hots up and there's plenty of passion around you. Work doesn't slow down for the holidays, however, and it's a struggle to find time for your personal life. Better time management would free up some hours you never realized you had. Isn't that amazing? If you're a Leo, romance deepens as Venus enters your love zone. Take time off to be together if you can, or create couple time by prioritizing your love life. Don't feel guilty about doing more of what makes you smile. Isn't that nice? If you're a Virgo, it's a terrific time to mix business with pleasure, especially as work-related holiday festivities approach. You're still in work mode, of course, because you are an earth sign, but having fun and showing your more human side could do wonders for your career reputation, oddly enough. If you're a Libra, get your holiday head on. There's a playful vibe around and you'll want to have fun, even if that means breaking the rules. Be careful about what you say, however. Not everyone will be as forgiving of your high spirits as they should be. Uh-oh. If you're a Scorpio, are you nesting yet? It's time to make your home a welcoming refuge both for you and your guests. Financially, your budget may reach breaking point, but you don't have to spend a fortune to show people how much you care. If you're a Sagittarius, Saturn drains your confidence a little, and that is definitely because of the conjunction of the Sun Saturn on Saturday. So Saturn may drain your confidence a little, but surrounding yourself with good friends and family will quickly remind you of how much you are loved. Debating current affairs should prove interesting, and your views could teach someone a thing or two. And they usually do. Sagittarius, you are a philosopher and a teacher, a natural teacher of the zodiac. So this should come as no surprise. If you're a Capricorn, spending money you don't have might lead to a fun festive season, but it will bring a New Year's headache. Try to respect your budget. Don't feel guilty about avoiding commercialism. Educate your loved ones instead. Oh, isn't that nice? And Capricorn, yours is an earth sign, quite practical when it comes to money, so I would not be too concerned about that. But in other words, just don't go crazy buying great big expensive gifts. It's really sort of unnecessary. If you're an Aquarian, Venus in your sign boosts your capacity to love and be loved. So it's a very pleasant and companionable week ahead. Reach out to others with an open heart, but don't be surprised if your efforts at teamwork are snubbed by someone with a hidden agenda. Oh dear. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, you need to guard your reputation carefully. Lies or half-truths can do a lot of damage, so be sure to nip gossip in the bud. If someone's trying to bring you down, face them off by shouting the truth loudly and proudly. Wow. Pisces, you can be defenseless sometimes because your nature is so caring and so sharing and so giving. So I know this may be difficult for you to do if somebody is actually saying something about you that is not true. So take care and stand up for yourself. So this week, the news of the week, Venus in Aquarius on Wednesday through January 2nd. And then on Saturday, we do have a conjunction between the Sun and Saturn. And that really is about hard work and long-term planning. It might be tough for the mutable signs, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. It's all about some elbow grease and some hard work. And don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Have you heard that saying? Anyway, that's our show for the week. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a wonderful week ahead.